Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Welcome to You and All of Your Parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. In 2017, I began my own healing journey, and I took a course that introduced me to the work of Carol Dweck and her book called My Mindset. Oops.
Yep. Nope. That's not it.
Well, you get the idea.
Maybe you get the idea.
Of course.
There you go.
See?
Human here.
Mindset by Carol Dweck. I want to talk about that because she, in her book, she talks about the idea of a growth versus a fixed mindset. And she talks about, she's identified some traits of these two different mindsets. And so I'm going to read you some of these traits. So if you have a growth mindset, you embrace challenge. You love challenges. You persevere in the face, in the face of failure. You dust yourself off and you just keep coming back, right? You believe that talents and abilities can be developed. You focus on the process, not the end point. And you find inspiration in other people's successes. You engage deeply in the process, in any sort of errors that might occur so that you can correct them going forward. You embrace novelty with a desire to master new skills. You look for people who challenge you. Who, make you consider what your thoughts are, consider like your views. And you love collaboration, innovation. So those are the hallmarks of Dweck's work about the growth mindset. Now I'm going to read you the fixed mindset. You avoid challenges. You give up easily. You think talents and abilities are innate and fixed. If you don't have them, you can't get them. You feel threatened by the success of others. You run from errors. You don't engage in postmortem, trying to figure out what happened. You ignore negative feedback, even though, it could be helpful, but you don't like negative feedback, so you stay away from it. You avoid new experiences out of fear of failure. You look for people who can reinforce your self-esteem. You don't want them challenging you. And so after I read these lists, I found my heart sinking because unfortunately I had more of a fixed mindset. And, according to the book, the good news is there is a way to change that if you feel like you have a fixed mindset and you would prefer a growth mindset. But I kind of walked away from that course and that book feeling like I was doomed. Like, how could I change programming that had probably occurred in childhood? So, I just kind of put it all away like you, can do with self-help books and courses. And I just walked away from it. So fast forward a couple of years and I ran across Dweck's work again. And I realized when I looked back over my own accomplishments in those last few years, I could see that against all odds, somehow my fixed mindset had morphed. And had developed more of the traits of the growth mindset. So now, fast forward to a couple of weeks ago, and once again, this book shows up in my lap, and I really considered how differently I reacted to it than when I had first ran across it in 2017. And then it kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, oh my gosh, I have parts that have a growth mindset, and I have parts that have a fixed mindset. And I honestly kind of felt like an idiot. I was like, part of me was like, yeah, idiot, did it take you that long to figure that out? I do have a healthy inner critic. It is alive and well. And of course, I do have, and yes, I have both. I have parts of me that do love challenges. I have parts of me that don't like challenges. I have parts of me that do, I don't always win. I don't always succeed. If I fail, I get up and dust myself off and I move on.
I have other parts that like just want to, you know, curl up in the corner, their head under the covers and be like, why does this happen to me?
Right. I have parts that don't like failing and they are very quick to give up. Right. They want to give up. I also have parts that love to have people challenge, you know, my worldview. And I have other parts that are like, I just wish everybody would shut up, listen to what I say, and stop talking. Right. Like, of course I do. Of course I do. Of course some of me wishes, you know, thinks that it's not fair. They were born, you know, an amazing pianist. And I have other parts that, like, sure, I could learn to play the piano if I set my mind to it. So, you know, the moral of this particular story is the beauty of recognizing that my part, that in my parts, it's not that Laura has a growth mindset or Laura has a fixed mindset. I have parts. And in my parts, some of them do have a fixed mindset. Some of them have a growth mindset. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with those that give up easily. I know that they need different things than the parts that are feisty and get right back up and, you know, dust themselves and move on. Acknowledging that I have these parts gives me the freedom of yes and. Yes, I have fixed mindset parts. And I also have growth mindset parts. I am not just one or the other. So go ahead, read Dweck's work, but know that you have both inside of you. You don't have to walk away feeling like, oh, there's something wrong with me. No, you have parts that have both. And you could probably apply this to any sort of self-help book that talks about an either-or perspective. Chances are there are some parts of you that are one way and some parts of you that are another way. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you for joining me today. If you've read Dweck's work and want to talk about it, reach out to me. I love talking about this stuff. So be sure to check out the video description below for links to some free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session. See how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.